Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump capped off the second night of the Republican National Convention expressing sympathy for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the U.S. Speaking from the White House newly renovated Rose Garden Tuesday, First Lady extended her gratitude to the healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted the coronavirus. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both of those figures the highest for any country across the globe. President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his reelection chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden. Hurricane Laura is gaining intensity as it heads toward the U.S. Gulf Coast region. More than a half million people along the coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate their homes. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expects Hurricane Laura to strengthen to a major Category 3 hurricane as it makes its way over the Gulf of Mexico before reaching landfall around the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast, possibly late Wednesday into early Thursday. The Hurricane Center said the storm could bring upwards of 30 centimeters of rain to some parts of Louisiana and Texas. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Texas Governor Greg Abbott have issued emergency declarations for their respective states. Laura is blamed for at least 11 deaths across the island of Hispaniola before entering into the Gulf, shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. One person has been shot and killed during a third consecutive night of protests in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday there. The victim was one of several people who were shot and wounded as protests stretched from Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Tuesday's violent protests came just hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Police have only said they were responding to a domestic dispute before the shooting, but it's unclear if Blake was involved. The family is reportedly planning to file a lawsuit against the officers involved in that shooting. Israeli attack helicopter struck Hezbollah observation posts along the Lebanon border overnight Tuesday into Wednesday after shots were fired at Israeli troops operating in the area. The Israeli military claimed on Wednesday that no Israeli forces were wounded and that there were no immediate reports of casualties or major damage in Lebanon. Israel has been bracing for a possible attack by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah since an Israeli airstrike killed a Hezbollah fighter in neighboring Syria last month. The sentencing for the New Zealand mosque shooter is now set for Thursday in a Christchurch court. Australian white supremacist Brenton Harris Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first person in New Zealand to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, the toughest sentence available. And the Trump administration says it strongly objects to Turkey's recent hosting of two leaders of Hamas, which the United States regards as a terrorist group. The U.S. says this is the second time since February, Turkey has played host to Hamas leaders. Hamas rules Palestinians Gaza and has fought three wars with Israel. Palestinian militants occasionally launch rockets into Israel from Gaza, sparking a harsh response from Israel. And also, Jamaican Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt self-quarantining at home after testing positive for the coronavirus following a party celebrating his 34th birthday. Bolt was seen on video not wearing a mask or practicing social distancing. For more news, please join us. VOAnews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.